Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Hey everybody, this is Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music Vault, and y'all, I have a special treat for y'all today. I have my brother, man, I got my brother with me today, man, Henry Jones III, I call him HJ3, and he's all the way from Port Arthur, Texas, and I spend a few of his songs on another segment, but I want him to come on today and talk, and you know, so y'all can know a little bit more about Henry Jones III, the man, the music, the ministry, the entrepreneur, all of that. Yeah, man. So and like I said, he's from Port Arthur, Texas, and so we've been friends, man, not even a long time, man. You know, God has a way of putting people in your life, man, and making impact in your life, man. And I'm telling you, man, this is one brother right here. You're talking about speaking words of life. This brother, that's all he does. That's all he does, y'all. Speak words of life, man. I enjoy conversations with him from time to time. And now, man, brother, where you at, man? Where you at?
How you doing, Apostle?
Yeah, man. I finally got you all.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be speaking on this platform that God has allowed my big brother, he called me his godson, so I guess I call him my godfather. Thank you, God, for blessing him to have an opportunity to be able to share not only his gift, but to share many others' gifts on this platform that's being played, not just locally, not even just statewide, but regionally, and not only nationwide, but international as well. So I thank God for broadening the horizon for your ministry.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Taking off. So I speak blessings upon it in advance, you know, before we even start. I know this is about me, but I'm still going to bless you as well, too.
Well, thank you, man. Amen. I appreciate that. Yeah. I told y'all this brother speak words of life, man. I told y'all. Man, if y'all ever get an opportunity to speak to this brother, man, I'm telling you, man, he is very positive-minded, kingdom-minded. Man, all of that, man. I enjoy speaking with him, man. Never a negative or dull moment. I've actually been to their home, and we've been up and down the road and performed together as well. Man, we'll get into that as well. And when I told y'all this is the man, the, you know, with ministry, music, the entrepreneur, all of that, man. We're gonna talk a whole lot about what he's doing and his direction and his business, his family, and all of that, man. So, and later on, I'm going to have him give out information. So if y'all want to contact this brother to come and do a music ministry set for y'all at your church or an event, he's always open for that as well. So right now, y'all, let's get into the first song. And I'm going to play this first song, and then we're going to come back to HJ3. That's what I call him. I call him HJ3, man. That's my brother right there. I'm going to get back at y'all in just a minute. Y'all listen to this song right here.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close, I shall see the great King and all his beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, if I were for rise to proclaim the glad story. If I were to see for his sheep on a stray, I am sure he will show me in his glory. And I've gone the last mile of the way, of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, oh yeah, I shall rest at the close of the day. For I know there is joy at awaiting when I've gone the last mile away.
Yes, y'all, that was The Last Mile of the Way by Henry Jones III. Bruh, man, I'm telling you, man, the first time that I met this brother, and he was telling me that he loves doing renditions of some of the older songs. And so I remember the first time I did a show with him, and it was like, man, people were really gravitating toward this whole groove that he has, man. I'm telling you, man, it was just entertaining. You know, I know it's ministry, but it was just entertaining watching him on stage. And for those of you who don't know, he asked me to produce this particular project for him. So that was a blast working with him on this project. But The Last Mile of the Way, man, is, you know, is one of those old songs, but still... it's still relevant. And I'm telling you, man, it came out real nice, bro. You did a real good job on that. But I guess what I want to get to now is inside your head, inside your thoughts. This particular song, what does this song mean to you? And I know when you sing songs that you can relate to. It resonates with you, with your walk and your faith in God, of course, man. And so just, you know, let me pick your brain on this song right here. What does this song mean to you? And is this song a part of your life and how you see eternity, you know, with your walk with the Lord at this moment?
Man, first things first, The Last Mile of the Way, how that song came about, and I just have, how they say, tell the truth, shame the devil, let God's word be the truth, let it be a lie. I was married at the time, and me and my spouse, we had just had an argument, and she was sitting on the floor, and I was sitting on the bed, and she was just saying all types of hurtful stuff. And I just laid down, and she had a look on her face. Like, you know how they say, if looks can kill, you can
do it. Yeah, yeah.
That's the look that she had on her face. And man, I started singing the chorus. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I shall rest, you know, at the close of the day, for I know there's joy that awaits me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, I've never had sung that song, because a lot of songs when you grow up in the church, you hear it over and over over and over, and you get tired of it. But I was going through something
at
that given time, and I think the Lord was telling me, you about to walk the last mile of this situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm for real. Now, at the time, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it, I actually recorded myself, because at the time, you know, things were so bad between her and I.
Yeah.
And I had to cover myself because, you know, I had to cover myself. And I, you know, because a lot of things were being said, and I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, God, who is going to defend me? So I had to use technology. And I recorded some of the argument, but I recorded that me singing that song.
Yeah.
And so when I went back to listen to it, I mean, that was like in 2016, I think, 2016 or 2017.
Uh-huh.
And not knowing that was going to be the first song to start my sophomore album.
Wow. Wow.
So
man.
God used a song that actually is true, definitely
yeah.
true.
Right.
And I didn't know the verses. I had to learn the verse to the song, but I am a Sam Cooke fan. Sam Cooke fan.
Yeah.
And so if you go to look up The Last Mile of the Way, Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, you'll see the arrangement, how I sung it. I sung it like Sam Cooke,
mm-hmm.
but I was singing it in Southern gospel style, or
right.
some people would say country.
Yeah.
And so that's how the song came about. Already knew the chorus to the song, and I just had to learn the verse, and I ended up learning the second verse, and man, to God be the glory.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's something, man. You know how things work that way. You know what I'm saying? And
man.
A lot of times we don't know. If we're going through this, going through that, and some people may be listening at what you're saying right now, and it's like I got to be real. I mean, you know me, you know
mm-hmm.
everyone that's married, you know, you're gonna have those bumps, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's real. So it's like, you know, we can't put on airs like, you know what I'm saying, like it never happens, but it does, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, one of those things, man. Like I was talking on a program last night, is that, you know, and I was listening to what you're saying, and it's you know, and it sounded like you were saying to me that you had to focus on you and God at that moment to keep your walk with the Lord intact. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And it's like, yeah. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, man. So it's like, you know, when we did the song, y'all, I went and I actually freelanced this for him and poured Arthur in. You know, we were in there recording it, man, and it was like, man, and, you know, of course, when you start laying tracks down, you don't really get the full impact of everything until you hear all the instruments, man. But when he was in there doing the song, man, I was really, really grooving this, man. And all we had was, what, a piano and a drum track at the time, just the basic melody. And I was like, man, I believe he has something here. And I remember when we... did the final touches, and you know, and your dad, of course, you know, oh man, I tell you, you know, I know y'all just had a memorial service for him and his home going, and I talked a little bit about that on another show when I handed him the headphones at the house, man. Oh, y'all should have saw this, man. We was having church up in there, man, and it was like, you know, it was on, man, for real. And but this brother right here, if you ever want to see an exciting, charismatic one to get up on a microphone and get up there and just let go and let God, y'all need to call. You need to call Henry Jones III, man. I mean, he is a man of God, man. I know his walk. And it's not because I'm on the radio talking. I mean, this is for real. So, you know, this brother right here, you know, I'm telling you, man, he's solid. When you say your sophomore album, and you know, and you were telling us just now how, you know, this song was back, what, 2016, 2017, and we did this song when in 20, like, was it? Yeah, last year.
Believe,
right? Yeah, last year.
Last year.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Last year. So it's amazing how, you know, how things come together like that. You know, that's an awesome, awesome testimony. And right now I want to plug this local business. You know, I like to try to support our local businesses, independent business persons. And then we'll get back to HJ3, Michelle's Cajun Shack, bruh, down here in Freeport. Now, y'all, you know, one thing I didn't mention. Now, HJ3 is a bit of a connoisseur. Now, y'all see how I came with the vernacular on that, huh? Yeah, man. And, you know, for those that follow me on my live broadcast, man, I often, you know, use my Gullah dialect. I'm Gullah Geechee, but, you know, every now and again, I got to, you know, come with a little something proper every now and again to kind of, you know, mellow everything out, you know. But the thing is that HJ3, y'all, is also a connoisseur. This brother finds restaurants, man. I'm like, man, where you... I'm like, man, where you at, man? That brother had a picture. He was eating some lamb, man. I'm like, golly, man, where's this brother eating? Man, Brad, where you at? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
And, I'm like, you know, so, bruh, Michelle's Cajun Shack down here in the Freeport area. And for those of you listening to this broadcast, if you're in the Houston area, Brazoria County area, Matagorda County, Warden County, if you're in Houston, all you got to do is hit 288 South. Come on down to Freeport and find Michelle Cajun Shack. It's a food truck, man. I've actually eaten her cuisine a few times, man, and y'all is slamming. Y'all need to make your way over here, and I'm telling you something, the drive will be worth your while. And, brother, I know you like Creole Cajun food, so, man, maybe when you're down next time, man, I get you kind of tried out. You know, like I said, this brother here, man, this brother finds all kinds of restaurants, man. I'm like, man. But if y'all want to find where Michelle will be at this week, you know, you can call at 979-329-0856. That's 979-329-0856. Or you can reach her at michellebackman25@yahoo.com. That's michellebackman25@yahoo.com. Yeah, y'all. Right now, we're going to get into the next song, and we're going to come back at y'all. We're going to get into more with The Vault with my guest, Henry Jones III. We'll holler back at y'all in just a little bit. Y'all listen to this song right here.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of His glory divine. He's the heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit. Filled with His goodness and love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. All the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Praising my Savior all the day long. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Well, it was grace that led the way. Father, it's your mercy which saved my day. Lord, it's your grace and your mercy. Well, it was grace that led the way. Oh, Father, it's your mercy which saved my day. I'm praising my Savior.
Yes, y'all, that was Blessed Assurance. And I'm telling you, man, I had a mind trip when I was listening to that song. I remember Henry Jones III, where, you know, his dad, man, I handed him the headphones on, you know, in between breaks. And he would put those headphones on. I would press the play button. And he would go, man, bobbing his head, man, and dancing around a little bit, moving around a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's it right there. You know, always had a positive word, always poured positive words of life into you. And that's what I remember. And so, you know, I just want to say right here to everyone, call your people, man. You know, let's not take our loved ones for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and so
right.
It's like, you know, when my father passed away, I had no regrets because I made sure that he knew that I loved him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And today, of course, you know, man, you call some of your family members, or man, you, my gosh, it's like, man, y'all ain't getting my text. You don't see my missed calls and all that. And God forbid something happens, then you about, you know, tearing yourself apart, you know, on the inside, because you say, well, I should have called more. I should have done it. Well, you don't have to do all that if you take the time to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times people take it for granted that we're promised tomorrow, that we're promised next week, you know, and we don't know when our time is up, man. So let's make the most of it, and let's live today like it's our last day here on this earth, man. And you know, let's show each other love, treat each other the right, and let's be pleasing to God first and foremost. Bro, what you think about that?
Yeah, you know, first thing that comes to my mind is the Lord says, how can you have love? How can you love me who you have not seen, but you see your brothers and sisters daily?
Yeah.
You can't stand. And I know there's another scripture that says, make peace if it be possible. And, you know, God holds his sons and daughters a little bit more accountable than those that don't follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, he says, my sheep hear my voice. So if we hear his voice, we should hear his word. And what is his word? Is the book.
Yeah.
You know, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they're the sons of God. So we should try and do whatever we can to make peace with our enemies, because Jesus said it best: love those that hate you, bless those that curse you, pray for those that despise and misuse you and do good to those that persecute you.
Right, right.
You know, what good is it do that you love everybody that loves you?
Yeah.
Jesus said that. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
It's when your enemy is hungry and you can feed him natural food and spiritual food if he desires to listen.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I've always said, even with my enemies, there's two things I can do for my enemies. I can pray for them if they would like for me to pray for them. I'm going to pray for them regardless, even if they don't want me to pray for them. Because when we walk away, I'm going to pray for them. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what Jesus teaches.
Right.
And I can feed their belly.
Right.
That's one thing they said, I believe in the scripture, it says the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Mm-hmm. People listen a little bit when you feed them.
Yeah, that's right.
When you feed them a little bit better, you know? I know with me too, you know, even though I do listen a little bit more. But the thing is, we're supposed to be living epistles and trying to be like Jesus, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Man, there's nothing that's common to us that Christ has not overcame.
Yeah.
We can overcome because he has overcame.
Right.
If you want to.
Solid.
If you want to, you will.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. All it takes is for some self-control and self-discipline.
Right.
You know, I didn't grieve when my father died and when my sister died. The reason why is because I was already at peace.
Mm-hmm.
When they left the house, when my sister left the house, the day that she left, the Holy Spirit told me she's not coming back.
Yeah.
I made peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad left 2 weeks after that, the Lord told me he's not coming back.
Yeah.
I kind of questioned. I said, nah, Lord. And he said it again, and I made peace about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I know what my dad stood in regard to.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you said, if you held a conversation with my father more than 60 seconds, you were going to hear the word of God.
That's right.
That would have given him enough time
every
to
time.
Speak a word to you. It may have been in a parable, and you didn't even know he was speaking the word
That's
of
right.
God.
He
would always tell me he's an undercover agent for the Lord, like a hitman for the Lord. And I would laugh at that, but I understood.
Uh-huh.
He was going to hit you with the word of God.
Yeah,
and you didn't even know it. Then he's from the country, so he was definitely going to give you some type of country parable. Parable, and, you know, just to make you laugh. He would say something, how long can you keep straight on a crooked road?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know. He said you can't get a harvest unless you put the seed in the ground.
Yeah.
So it's just simplistic.
That's right, man.
It will blow your mind,
bro.
First time you heard it since sliced bread was created.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful to know that. And it's not that I won't grieve. It's that God has me at a peace.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty." That is where I'm located.
That's right. Yeah.
That's where I am.
Yeah.
And it's because He gave it to me. We sing the songs growing up. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. You don't have peace because you give it away.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us something that's intangible that nobody can take away from us unless we give it to them.
Solid, man. That is so solid. I told you.
And the key word that you just said, solid, that's been my testimony, what I've been telling everybody. God got me solid.
Yeah, man.
I'm solid.
I told y'all
this
brother.
Solid.
I told y'all this brother is solid, man. And it's just, I mean, y'all can imagine the time we actually spent on the phone with one another, man. And this is what it is right here. He's pouring into me, and I'm pouring into him, and God is in control, and the Holy Spirit is moving. And it's like, man, you know, it's good when you can break bread spiritually. You know,
man.
It's good to break bread physically, man. I like to chew on a rib every now and again. Who don't?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Spiritually.
Oh, I got some ribs waiting for me right now.
Ain't that something?
He's Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
And man, he cooks something for me at least once a week.
Wow,
and I'm like, man, I got to give you some groceries. I pay for no.
Come
he
on,
said,
man.
He said, whenever I need you, you always there.
Yeah.
So I got a slab of ribs. And some Mexican rice waiting for me.
Well,
but it's good. I got a microwave.
Oh, that's solid, my brother. I told this brother is a connoisseur. I told this brother gets around with his food, man. But you know, it's good we can break bread spiritually and allow God to use us to pour into one another like that. That's awesome. That's how God works. And y'all, I want to plug real quick another local business here. That's Brazoria County Truck Outfitters, located in Angleton, Texas, at 2123 South Velasco Street here in Angleton. The number is 979-308-2279. For those of you that have your trucks, you need your trucks lifted, you need your trucks worked on, tires, tinted windows, whatever you need done. They also service cars as well. Y'all need to come on by, check. I've had my vehicle done over there. I have my tent done over there, wheels done. You know, they check my engine out for me, the whole nine yards. Man, y'all need to go and check out Donnie Welty and the crew over there at Brazoria County Truck Outfitters. For those of you in Brazoria County, Harris County listening, Wharton County, Galveston County, it's worth the drive. Come on over here and let them get your vehicle right, man. They got technicians there, man, that are solid. They care about your vehicle, man, and I've seen them firsthand. And they really care about people over there, man. Y'all need to go see Brazoria County Truck Outfitters, 2123 South Velasco Street, Angleton, Texas, y'all. The number is 979-308-2279. And now, y'all, we're going to get back into another song with my friend, with my brother, HJ3. I want y'all to listen to this song right here, and we're going to come back at y'all. All right, now.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. I love you in every way.
Ooh, bless the Savior.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. Your love stronger every day. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. I love you in every way. Oh Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. Your love grows stronger every day. Listen while I tell you this story about a Savior who I adore. Well, I call him sweet Jesus, because he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, whenever I'm feeling down, right away he comes to see. Before I fall to my knees, I holler, Master, please. His Spirit comes all over me. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. I love you in every way. Oh Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. Your love grows stronger every day. Whenever I'm feeling kind of hungry, I recall what my Savior did. He fed 5,000 men besides women and children with two fish and five loaves of bread. 12 baskets saved for leftovers from the great mighty multitude. Since he did it for them, I know he'll do it for me, and the Son of Man will do it for you. Oh Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. I love you in every way. Oh Lord Jesus, you're my Savior. Your love grows stronger every day.
Yes, y'all, that was Oh Lord, My Savior.
Yes.
By Henry Jones III, y'all. And if y'all know anything about Southeast Texas, where he is in Port Arthur, Texas.
Yes.
They embrace that Zydeco sound, and so I wanted to add that Zydeco flair on this one, and you know, and that's what they do down there, in,
yeah,
in where he is, in that region of Texas where he is. And so that song right there, man, it is really, really groovy, man. I really enjoyed doing this, and And for y'all can't tell, that's me holding that background for him on that one. Yeah, man. Yeah. Singing in the background. Yeah, man.
I was amazed when you played it back to me and I heard it. And I looked at you because you didn't tell me it was a surprise. I was like, okay, I see what you working with.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, man, we had some fun working on this project. It's good when you can just relax and work on a project, especially when you're collaborating with other artists, man. And there was no tension, never any tension, no big eyes, little U's. It was just a plan for us to work together to give God the glory first and foremost, and then produce a project that would resonate. And man, I'll tell you, I'm very proud of this project for you. And thank so you. The now we want to get into the God first. We got a few minutes left, and I don't want to leave the segment, bro, without you elaborating. This brother, he is also a fashion designer. He has his own clothing apparel company. God First, established 2010. And for those of you that have seen my jersey, my Atlanta Falcons jersey, is one of a kind. One of a kind.
There's only one like that in the whole wide world,
yeah, Craig. Man, one of a kind. Let me tell you something, man. And this brother right here, man, he keeps me looking extravagant. Y'all know I use that word quite a bit, man. And so that's what he does, man. And I have a collection of T-shirts that he created for me. And so the God First Established 2010 clothing apparel is what he does. He's also an entrepreneur, y'all, and he's been doing this a long time. Yes. And so I believe in not only repping what I have, but repping those that are making movement as well. As another independent business person, and you know, we need to learn how to support one another. Can I say that? Can I say? Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Yeah, I'm gonna say that, bro. We need to learn how to support one another, and kill all this jealousy and envy. It's enough out here for everybody to get on the increase. You know what I'm saying? You make a T-shirt, somebody else be making shirts. Okay, support anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn how to embrace another one's gift and talent as well. God ain't the only one that gave you a gift and a talent. You know, he gave a whole lot of folk gifts and talents. You know what I'm saying? And so all we're doing is trying to work our gift and talent so it can make room for us.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's the word right there, bro. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Right, the gifts and talents to make room for you.
Yeah,
right.
Man. Yeah, so tell everybody about this God First Established 2010 and give them the info where they can contact you so they can purchase some of this merchandise. Y'all, this brother's worldwide with this stuff, man. I'm jumping ahead of the brother, but I'm going to say it anyway since I'm already on it. The brother, man, this brother has clientele not only here in the U.S., but in Canada, across the water. When I say across the water, that means over there in Europe, UK, Africa,
Saudi Arabia.
This brother is making movement. And so for those of you out there, maybe if you're in this business that he's in, maybe he can help you, maybe give some pointers, some advice on maybe how. This brother is not selfish like that. You know what I'm saying? It's enough out here for everybody. It's just like when I work in the music business, you know, when people act, you know, they want advice about something, if I can help them, man, I'm going to try to help them, give them some advice or, you know, consult them or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, I don't believe God would be pleased with us if there's something that we can do to help our brothers and sisters when they come to us and ask for help. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, he was talking about earlier. But you know what? This brother, I'm going to let him tell his story about this God First Established 2010, man. He's all over the place. Go ahead, bro. Tell him what's going on with this.
I'm going to try not to make a long story short and a short story not too long. But, man, I'm grateful of the many gifts and talents that God has blessed you with, even gifts and talents that I didn't ask for, and it fell in my lap.
Yeah.
And God had me to run with it. you know, I can truly say that this wasn't my vision with the clothing brand. But like I said, God put it in my lap and I took it and I ran with it.
Yeah.
And I thank God that he is patient me. The scripture says this race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that endure. So I ask God all the time to pace me as I run my race, not racing others, because sometimes we can get caught up in our gifts and talents and start to compare with others.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that, because then you take your focus off your purpose,
right,
you know, and onto somebody else. But
right,
that's not what you asked me, but I just had to say that for some reason. But I'm grateful for what God is doing with the brand. And like you said, it is international, to where it's touching people's lives. I have people that from different countries in the U.S. and Canada and in Europe and in Africa and even in of course in Asia, asking me questions about my brand and how to start it. And I don't charge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't charge for information, because I truly believe that God is gonna give me back a double fold. You know, so when people ask me, well, man, how do you start and this and that, and I always tell them, man, I'm still a rookie in the game. Well, man, you've been doing this for 10 years. I said, I'm still a rookie, because there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
It reminds me when Jesus says those that humble themselves will be exalted,
mm-hmm,
but those that exalt themselves will be abased.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep myself humble.
Yeah.
When I say that I'm a rookie in the game, of course, that's, you know, kind of, you know, urban talk, as they would say.
Well, but, make it plain. Make it plain.
I'm still a rookie in the game.
Yeah.
You know, in sports, you know, you have a rookie that comes in and he plays better than the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He surpassed the veterans.
Yeah.
He gets more playing time. He get more money and this and that. And you know, I don't let that get to me, because I understand my purpose is to be a billboard.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, a walking billboard. When you put the God First apparel on, the hat, the shirt, the jeans or the shoes or the bracelet, you're promoting God. You're not promoting Henry Jones III. You're supporting me, but you're promoting God.
Yeah.
And that's what all that matters at the end of the day. One of my dad's favorite verses is that he says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee.
Right.
And that was my dad's favorite verse. And he would always quote that.
Yeah.
He will keep that verse in my spirit to keep me reminded and grounded to know, Henry, there's no big I's and there's no big U's. You know, it's all about Christ.
Solid,
he said,
bro,
if he be lifted up, he would draw men unto thee. But with the clothing brand, I thank God for the different styles, the different slogans that I have a shirt that says, you may have the juice, but I have the oil. Psalms 23:5, when David says, thou anointed my head with oil. And we know in the streets, in a lot of the urban areas, you know, when they tell somebody, man, you got the juice, that means that you,
right,
you have, you know, you got your reputation.
Right, right, yeah.
It's great. They had a movie that was called Juice.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and it was called Juice, and it was like, it was based upon who everybody was scared of and who respected them more.
Yeah.
You know, so how that shirt came to me, it was actually a guy had insulted me. He definitely insulted me, and he told me that what he can do was better than me, and I won't find nobody like him. And it angered me, but God came to me, and he said what he said was the truth. He said, he does have the juice, but you have the oil.
Right.
And man, my spirit leaped like John the Baptist leaped in the belly of Elizabeth.
Yeah,
and
man.
I tell you, I said, man, I couldn't wait to put that on a shirt.
Yeah, man.
And God, and everything that God gives me for shirt ideas and whatever type of message he gives to me, there's a scripture behind it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like telling people, the Lord telling me this.
Yeah.
If I'm going to tell you that the Lord said it, there will be a scripture to back up what's being said. Because we got to get back to the word. God says, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not return void.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that we have. I know I'm supposed to be talking about church right now, but I'm chasing the Holy Ghost right now. Or I'm allowing the Holy Ghost to speak to me, apostle, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, we have to understand that God's word is what stands.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful what we say and what we do.
Right.
Because the Bible says everything that we say and we do, we need to do it in the name of the Lord.
Right.
And the word will confirm it.
Yeah.
The word will confirm it. And you will have peace.
Yeah.
You will have peace. If you don't have peace, man, you need to backtrack and see what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Uh-huh.
it's okay. As long as you still got breath running through your lungs and the blood running through your veins, God has given you another opportunity to try to make things right.
Yeah, I like what you said. Right. Yeah, I like what you said when you said when God birthed that vision in you about the they may have the juice, but you have the oil, and you sit on the inside. Your spirit begin to leap
like John the Baptist.
And that's something, you know. So you gotta, you know, that's that, you know, God birthed that in you, and it's like, man, that whole excitement of your spirit, man, overjoyed, man, God pouring that into you, and you just couldn't hold still with that, man. I mean, that's an awesome experience, and you know, I'm hoping that that you all listening that in some way. That these words of life have encouraged you, strengthened you, helped you in some way. And we have just a few minutes, but before we go, I want to allow my brother here to give the information on how to contact you for your merchandise. And so, and I want you to give him that information, and so that way they can get that, so that way hopefully, you know, they can contact you, man, and y'all can make some connections out here. So he's going to give y'all the website and the contact number, and at this time. Go ahead on, bro. Give it to him.
Yes, sir. At this moment in time, I am working on my website. But there's still, I still have information that you can go to. Let me give you my cell number, business cell number. It's area code 713-775-4396. That's area code 713-775-4396. My email address is god1st.est.20@gmail.com. That's god1st.est.2010@gmail.com. My website is godfirstest2010.com. That's godfirstest2010.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. My Instagram name is godfirstest.2010_TM. That's god1st_est.2010_TM. And my Facebook page is godfirstest2010. If you have any questions, of course, you can. I believe that you can reach also Apostle Lee. And I believe if you type in godfirstest2010.com, or you can type in Henry Jones III, it should show up as well, too. But definitely, I'm working on my website because I'm adding more stuff to go to the next level. And I praise God for what He's doing in my life. And I praise God what He's getting ready to do in your life as well, too. Just keep God first and everything else will follow.
Thank you, my brother. And you know, we're just about out of time. And I just want to say thank you so much, bro, for coming on. And y'all, I'm going to have him back again because we haven't even scratched the surface, man. He has. Oh, yeah, man. This brother has some more songs, and we were not able to get to all of them. But you know what? Hey, I'm just going to take my time and bring him back on here. We're going to get into HJ3 again. And all so, but I want to say hey to all my people down there in Southeast Georgia, all my aunties, uncles, and cousins and them down there, and on that I-95, I-17 corridor down there. Hey, y'all, what's going on? And so and all my people, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, here on the Third Coast, and all of y'all. And once again, I just want to give God the glory, and I want to thank my brother here for coming on and talking with me. And And y'all, I'm going to let y'all know when he'll be back again. And for those of you that you want to catch me on my live broadcast, that's at blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. That's blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. This is my new radio station here at Soul Power Music Radio. And all y'all right. can come and check out me and Miss Inez, my co-host, on Friday evenings at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So I want to thank all of you for listening. God bless y'all. Much love. Y'all be safe out there.